Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got some great bluegrass lined up for you. Some old bluegrass this time from an album that I've got that has got lots of the early days of bluegrass on it, and I think you're going to enjoy it. We're going to kick right off with a tune from one of those bands that was playing what we might call pre-bluegrass, and very similar to what Flatten Scruggs and the Stanley Brothers were doing. This is the Bailey Brothers, and here they are with their version of John Henry, recorded in 1950, the Bailey Brothers. The Bailey Brothers with John Henry, and there's some fine picking and singing going on in that tune. And I need to find out more about the Bailey Brothers. They're a group that sort of slipped by me a little bit, and I think I'll make a plan to research them out just a little bit, because that was some great bluegrass music. Well, we're going to jump forward about 56 years to Rhonda Vincent. Rhonda Vincent always wanted to be one of the Osborne Brothers, I think. She just loves their music and has done a lot of it. And I've got her singing on an album called All American Bluegrass Girl, which is the title track of that album. But I've picked out a song called Midnight Angel, which is an Osborne Brothers tune. And she got Bobby Osborne to help her sing it. And together they sound like this.
Feed your hungry heart. You between midnight and dawn, watching from my window for someone to bring you home, listening to the silence while waiting all alone for my midnight angel to come home. I see you through my window as he is bringing you home. You know that I'll be waiting, and you know I'll be alone. But come tomorrow morning, you look and find me gone. Goodbye, my midnight angel, from now on. It seems I spent a lifetime between me. Listening to the silence while waiting all alone for my midnight angel to come home. For my midnight angel to come home.
Rhonda Vincent singing with Bobby Osborne there and The Rage, and doing a fine job on the song Midnight Angel. Doesn't she sound good? And Bobby is just in great voice. And he's lasted very well, one of the pioneers of bluegrass music, and he's still doing some picking and singing there. We're going to hear from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, 1972. The album was entitled Kersbrook Cottage, and that was the title track, written about a cottage in South Australia. So a big hello to all the people listening in South Australia. Kersbrook Cottage is just north of north of Adelaide. What am I saying? Just north of Adelaide in South Australia, and we've got to drive past it just a few years ago. But it's a song written by Carl Erickson, and this was one of the tunes we played in 1972, Kersbrook Cottage.
Always room for friends in the country. They put their own mattress on the floor. Then they go back to the other side of One Tree Hill. Early morning ruckus in the gum trees wakes you up no matter what the day. Monday's just a weekday Sunday from this side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down. Sunset's good for almost half an hour. Purple gray then evening's here again. Life is pleasantly suspended on this side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. friends in the country. They put their own mattress on the floor. Then they go back to the other side of One Tree Hill. Kersburg Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down.
Kersburg Cottage by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recording from 1972, and I always did like that song very much. Let's listen to Rhonda Vincent again with a song from that All-American Bluegrass Girl album. The band, I forgot to mention them, Hunter Berry on fiddle, Mickey Harris on acoustic bass and harmony vocal, Kenny Ingram on banjo, Rhonda Vincent on mandolin and lead vocals, Josh Williams on acoustic guitar and harmony vocals. And this is doing a song written by Connie Lee. We've had Connie Lee on the show doing her own songs. And so this is a Connie Lee song called Don't Act. Rhonda Vincent and the Rage.
You cannot gossip and cheat and lie and make it to those pearly gates. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Your heart can't be filled with hate.
Don't act, but be a Christian like the Bible says to be. If you're gonna live right, let go of the wrong, brother. Fall down on your knees.
Everybody, this is fellow musician Josh Johnston coming at you from the birthplace of it all, Rosine, Kentucky. I love listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I know you do as well. What do we got coming up for the fine folks next, Paul?
Thanks very much, Josh, for that program ID. Well, you come from Rosine, Kentucky. We're going to have a tune from a man that's driven through Rosine, Kentucky many times, Kenny Baker. Played some great fiddle tunes. Some he wrote, a lot of Bill Monroe's fiddle tunes, because he is Bill Monroe's fiddle player for a long, long time. This is from a recording in 1974 from the album Grassy Fiddle Blues, and here's a tune called Lazy Liz. Lazy Liz by Kenny Baker with a neat banjo ending by Bob Black there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, where a program comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, also in Hamilton, New Zealand. And they have a very large music store in the middle of town, and they can meet all your musical needs. They've got a lot of acoustic instruments, electric instruments, great Martin guitars, Deering banjos, all sorts of entry level to medium level instruments that you could play on. You can buy mandolins, you can buy strings and picks and capos and straps and stands and books on how to play, and very helpful staff. They all are musicians and they know what they're talking about, and if you go and ask some questions of them, they'll be able to give you some pretty good answers. Shearer's Music Works, I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. I've been fortunate enough to be able to attend some bluegrass festivals in California, and 2017 was the last time I managed to get over there, and I was camped out at the Father's Day Festival in Grass Valley, and next door to me was this really nice looking ute, and it was a man called Keith Little. And Keith and I started talking, and I realized part of the role that he had played in bluegrass music in California. But he's a delightful gentleman to talk to, and I had a lot of fun listening to him and sharing experiences in bluegrass music. And I have with me an album called Bluegrass from the Gold Country, the Vern Williams Band. Well, Vern Williams and Ray Park were key figures in the bluegrass scene in California, and Keith Little worked with them both, but from a teenager, and he just plays some great instruments. He's a in-demand vocalist for all his great harmony singing and his lead singing. So I'm going to play a track from the Vern Williams Band, and the track is going to be Till the Day I Die. It's a song written by Keith Little. The band is Vern Williams on mandolin and lead vocals, his son Delbert Williams on guitar and vocals, Keith Little on banjo and vocals, Ed Neff on fiddle, he's been part of the bluegrass scene for a long time in California, and Kevin Thompson on acoustic bass, who played with California's oldest traditional bluegrass band, High Country, and does a great job there. So here is a tune called Till the Day I Die, written by Keith Little, played by the Vern Williams Band from California. Enjoy. Thank you. are some California bluegrass from 1980 or 1981. That album was recorded featuring Keith Little on banjo and as a songwriter, the Vern Williams Band, bluegrass music from the Gold Country. Way back in the 1990s, I got an album called Tone Poems by David Grisman and Tony Rice, and it's just a beautiful album in which they used their expertise on mandolin and guitar, Tony Rice playing guitar, Dave Grisman on mandolin, where they selected instruments that would be most appropriate for the songs that they were going to play on them. And they weren't necessarily all high-powered, high-cost instruments. Some of them were the simple instruments of the day, and they were playing a tune that they thought best reproduce the tone of that music. And I've got a couple of songs here. We'll play one now. They call it I Don't Want Your Mandolins, Mister, but it's really I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister. And just a beautiful sound on the guitar and the mandolin, and it's just a near perfect recording. David Grisman, Tony Rice, I Don't Want Your Mandolins, Mister. Wasn't that pretty? Just perfect day, the mandolin and the guitar notes for that song. David Grisman, Tony Rice, I Don't Want Your Mandolins, Mister. Oh, we're jumping around a lot. Let's go back to 1946 and the Delmore Brothers with Going Back to the Blue Ridge Mountains. Once again, some early bluegrass. You've undoubtedly heard the song done by a bluegrass band. Delmore Brothers sort of make it into the bluegrass band category, I reckon. Great version of the song, Going Back to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Going back
to the Blue Ridge Mountains,
to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Going back,
gonna leave today,
gonna leave today.
Going back
to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Trouble, you don't love me anyhow.
to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
To the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Going back,
going back.
Gonna leave today.
Gonna leave today.
Going back,
going back.
To the Blue Ridge Mountains.
To the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Honey, babe.
Honey, baby, I'm going away.
Song that is, and that almost works in any genre, really. It's just as a great song, and I'm delighted that it's part of the Bluegrass repertoire. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm telling you that because on my program I have a slot where I play an old time piece, or what I call it, an alternative piece of music. And I'd like to feature one of the bands that probably did as much to bring bluegrass music to a very broad spectrum of audience as anyone else, and that is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They did some wonderful music back in the late 60s, early 70s, carrying on right through. They were bluegrassers at heart, really, I suppose, and John McEwen, of course, was a very key part of that, and some of their song choices were great. The main thing that scares people off is their use of a drum kit. I've gotten used to playing with a drum kit now and then when I play with my sons on occasions. We don't always have drums, but when they do, it always works well, and it sometimes makes banjo playing easier. And the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band chose some great songs, and I'd like to feature them playing a tune written by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, and it's a tune called Some of Shelley's Blues. Wonderful song, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They did a lot for bluegrass music and introduced many, many people to it.
Tell me just one more time the reason why you must leave. Tell me once more why you're sure you don't need me. Tell me again, but don't think you'll convince me.
You said about falling in love again, you'd rather be dead. But when someone breaks your heart, you cry your eyes red. But there's nothing so hard about the life that you led. As far as I can see, there's no reason for goodbye. You're just running scared, and that's something I won't find. So you lose, I won't let you go. There's nothing to show but more blues. All this talk about leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down and stay with the boy that loves you. Just
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with some of Shelley's blues. For all you people in bluegrass bands out there, if that song makes a great duet. I've done it with a lady friend of mine, and it's a wonderful duet song to sing. So good material there from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. You listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. Big hello to all the people listening on podcasts, whether you're on Spotify or Access Media New Zealand or iHeartRadio, one of the many places that support the podcast system. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate you listening. And all those people listening on Access Radio throughout Canada, we are have an agreement with Canada that New Zealand trades some Access Radio programs, and Canada has taken some Back Porch Bluegrasses and put them through some stations in Canada. Thanks very much for having me over there. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, thank you very much for listening to the New Zealand take on bluegrass music. And of course, all those people in the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand that get this program. It starts at Free FM 89.0 and is circulated around several of the Access Radio stations at different times of the week and different times of the day and night. All if you like bluegrass music, thank you very much for listening. What are we going to have? Kiwigrass Festival will be on in 2021, I'm delighted to say, that the first weekend of February 2021. We'll be having Kiwigrass down at Karapiro again, and New Zealand bands this time, because we aren't able to import any bands. But one of the bands you might see there is Wires and Wood, which is a combination of some great Auckland bluegrass musicians. Brian Christensen on banjo, Dave Warren on guitar, Michael Young on mandolin, Gary Trotman on bass, and here they are doing a tune called The Nashville Skyline Rag. Pick it, Brian. Thank you. thanks very much, Brian, and the boys from Wires Inboard. That's a great tune, written by Bob Dylan, but first played, I think, by Earl Scruggs when he was doing some work with the Earl Scruggs Review. Let's listen to Tony Rice and David Grisman again from the album Tone Poems. Here's a tune called The Watson Blues. Absolutely superb. That is just wonderful music. David Grisman, Tony Rice, and a tribute to Doc Watson, Watson Blues. Here's some bluegrass from 1952. Flatten Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music.
You'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. Yeah.
My home and little children mean nothing to you. A house filled with love and a husband so true. You'd rather have a dream with the first guy you meet, and the only home you know is the club down the street.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music.
A drinking and dancing to a honky-tonk band is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Go on and have your fun, you think you played it smart. I'm sorry for you and your honky-tonk heart.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Well, that song's been picked up by a whole bunch of bluegrass bands, hasn't it? I don't think there's a band around that's not done that song. Great song from Flatten Scruggs. Old country song it was. At that festival in 2017, Grass Valley Festival, one of my favourite artists was Becky Buller, and in her backing band was Dan Boner, who I'd already met. He was part of the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Program. In fact, he was the director of it, and he was playing guitar, and he and I had a good talk that time, and I have an album, a gospel album of his that was recorded in 2007 at the First Baptist Church in Elizabethton, Tennessee. And Dan was playing guitar and leader of the band, and Becky Buller was playing fiddle for him. So roles get changed around. And it's time for a gospel song on the program. And we're going to have them doing Take Your Shoes Off, Moses. Dan Boner and his band in Tennessee, 2007.
Shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. Holy ground, you're on holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. For I'm the Lord thy God. And smite that rock, smite that rock, yeah, smite that rock. Go yonder, Moses, and smite that rock, for I'm the Lord thy God.
Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, you're on holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I'm the Lord thy God.
Thank you. salvation work, see the salvation work, see salvation work. Stand up, Moses, see salvation work, for I am the Lord thy God.
Take your shoes off, Moses, your own holy crown, your own holy crown. Take your shoes off, Moses, your own holy crown, for I am the Lord thy God.
That sounds like it would have been a good, fun concert to be at, wouldn't it? Elizabethton, Tennessee, that was, and they recorded it remotely, which is quite neat too. Some great music on that album. Bit of live music happening around Hamilton and in New Zealand. Back Porch Bluegrass is on the fourth Sunday of the month. We've got our final one coming up, so by the time you hear this, it's too late for it. We don't have a Back Porch Bluegrass in December, of course, because the fourth Sunday of the month quite often clashes with the Christmas weekend, but we'll be back on deck in January. The Morrinsville Country Music Club has its concert on the second Friday of the month, and that is definitely on if you're around the Waikato area. It's a very worthwhile concert in the Rotary Community Hall in Canada Street, Morrinsville, and come along to that and enjoy some really good music. There's various Christmas concerts starting to appear. Some of them aren't happening, unfortunately, because of the crowds, but mostly it's there's live music definitely starting to appear in New Zealand, and we're all enjoying it. What are we going to hear now? Jeannie Kendall working with a lovely Nashville bluegrass band, Darren Vincent on harmony vocals, Deanna Cox on harmony, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Rob Ikes on dobro, Cody Kilby on guitar, Jason Moore on bass, and this was recorded at Skaggs Place Studio, and Just a Memory, Jeannie Kendall, some good bluegrass music here.
Gently with time, your pleasure and your pain.
That was Jeannie Kendall, Just a Memory. Real nice song, wasn't it? Well, we're getting near the end of the program. Thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been a real mixture, hasn't it? From the 1940s right through to much more recent, with lots of things in between. I hope you've enjoyed the selection. I'm going to take it out with a... very influential recording came from the Bluegrass Spectacular set of four albums that was issued in 1965, cataloguing the best recordings representing the great early bluegrass music coming out of Washington, D.C. and the surrounding region. Recorded mostly by Mike Seeger, had some wonderful musicians on it. We're going to play Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. What a good song that is, eh? Should play it every Friday at least. Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. Tomorrow, Pete Pike, and this sounds like this. Tune in again next week. You'll hear some more bluegrass music. Bye.
I'm going all around this country. I'm going all around this world. I'm going all around this country, Lord, for the sake of one little girl. I love my mom and papa too. Don't I love my mom and papa too? I love my mama and papa too, but I'd leave them both and go with you.